This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine, and we've got our next studio guest, Carla.
Yeah, we've got Kat Hope, who is an artist, bringing the Female Sounds exhibition that's happening on at the Linden New Art Gallery on Ackland Street in St Kilda. It's currently on until the 1st of September. And Kat, I assume that you're an artist that's involved in the show.
Yes, that's right.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And what kind of art do you make?
Well, I'm actually a composer.
Okay.
And I write music using graphic notation. So my piece in the show is a kind of music score that's on the walls of the gallery. And the images that I use for the sound, for the score, are actually taken from photographs of the interior decoration. So it's kind of like a reading of all the decorative elements of Linden Gallery as musical material.
Wow.
Musical material. Wow. That's fascinating.
I don't even know what to say to that. I'm just like, I've never heard of anything like that before. I'm trying to imagine it in my mind of what it would look like, but it just sounds like that I need to go and see it.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of work that you create normally?
Yeah, so I have a, I'm a composer, a musician predominantly, and because I use graphic notation, I use a lot of colour and line, which is sounds like an artwork to me, but I use it in a very functional way because I always think about what it's going to sound like when musicians play. So if you see music with I use colour to indicate what instruments will be used, and I'm really interested in long sounds, so lines are really good for that. And there's a series of performances throughout the exhibition. We had one at opening night on Friday night, but we have a harpist coming in on one day to read the score and a trio of singers for another night. And then towards the end, there's a full ensemble of six musicians reading it. So they have the score on an iPad that puts it in motion, but the score is actually printed on across all the walls inside the first room.
Wow.
So visual as well as audible.
So not audible most days.
Not audible.
But you can imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, there is the second room has a kind of all leads to this other room, and there's a big bass amplifier in there, and that is emitting sound all the time.
There you go.
And that score is written in bright pink shapes on the wall. So if you like to come inside, you can sit and listen and try and find the notation for what you're hearing. But the instrumental parts are only sounded when there's live performances.
So how did you start out as an artist? Is this the format you started with? Or talk us through your history.
I'm a classically trained musician. Trained as a flute player and got really interested in new and experimental music. Had a pretty miserable time at uni. Got involved in community radio and set up WA's, I'm from Perth originally, first hardcore punk show, and then went to Europe and started playing in bands, and I think that changed my whole perspective about music, and I started to kind of link music and visual practice, arts practice more closely. And I'd never really written much music, but I think that's because traditional notation really didn't express the kind of ideas that I had. So when I've been drawing sound for a long time, but it wasn't until I put these kind of drawings into motion that I realised you could coordinate them for performance. So it came a long way around. but most of my practice is for writing for musicians, but every now and then I do something like this, which is more site-specific.
Mm. And so traditional notation is what we can all imagine when in our minds of, the notes on the belt. Yeah.
That's right, you learn in primary school.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so what is graphic notation? I've never heard this term before.
So graphic notation is pretty much everything else except that.
Okay.
Like traditional, what you think of traditional music notation. So it doesn't use a stave or pitched notes. So it's usually proportional, which means, you have a canvas, and as high up on the canvas as you can go is the highest note you can play, and as low as the lowest. And there's lots of different types of graphic practice. Some of it's very open, so might even be just a drawing of a leaf and you can decide to play that.
Wow.
Whereas mine is much more, instructive. And it's something that came to the fore in the avant-garde at the beginning of last century, but it was actually quite big before the printing press in Europe. So a lot of colour and imagery was used in music before more traditional notation started. So it's a kind of coming around in a way.
It sort of sounds like synesthesia in a lot of ways.
Yeah, well, you can look at these drawings and imagine how it will sound. From that perspective,
okay, yeah. That's what I said. So then how do you then sort of pass that on to somebody else? And this is probably me just my ignorance showing, but how do you play a leaf, I suppose, is my question to you. Because what does a leaf sound like? And does a leaf sound the same to everybody else, or is it a matter of interpretation?
Well, I think that depends on who's making the score. So the leaf example is probably a good question, because that's the most radical kind of end of graphic practice where you could do anything, really. And then further down the track is where people like myself who have a kind of classical training use lines and colour and motion to describe musical ideas. So when I say musical ideas, I'm talking about relationships and chords and you know, what you do with the material. You repeat it, turn upside down, make a theme and make variations of that. All those kind of processes are applied to images rather than traditional notation. So you could do that with the leaf picture too, if you wanted. But it's, I guess the leaf example is probably closer to improvisation. It's like a guided improv, whereas what I'm doing is more like a different way of signalling music information.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And this is so cool. I have never heard of this before.
We're going to have to go and have a look at it just so we can get our head around
it. Of course.
It's probably the only way to really know what it is about to experience.
If someone didn't tell you it was music notation, you probably wouldn't know.
More than most of people now, which is good. So if you're listening in, you have more of an idea.
And why is there that weird low noise coming from that other room?
And I suppose that's interesting because, like you say, some people will see it as just a visual piece of work, I suppose. You know, that this is what it looks like. But then, does that mean that some musicians can then come along and think, oh, I can play this and play a piece of music, basically?
That's right. So, I mean, the way I see it, the way that with long lines, not all instruments can play that very easily. Yeah. You need string instruments that can hold a note for a long time. There's certain, certain kind of caveats or, sound designs that apply. But, yeah, I think anyone could turn up and play it.
Wow.
I invite them.
Bring your instrument along.
That would be great.
And give it a go. But yeah, that's, I'm a music academic. I'm head of music at Monash University. So this is an area that I spend a lot of time researching. And I guess my belief is that a universal music notation is possible. And I think graphic notation is it. Something that captures musicianship, irrespective of someone's cultural background or ability to read traditional notation, and in fact graphic notation appears more in other cultures than it does in others. So I really think if you're prepared to give up some of the things that we think are really important to music, like the pitches that we play, if you leave some of those things up for free choice, I think you get a lot of fun playing graphic notation.
Wow, that's fascinating.
And is anybody else showing at this show? Is it a solo show that you're doing?
No, so there's actually four things in Linden. So the sound components, there's three of us. There's myself, there's Lucretia Quintalia and Mona Roos. Mona has a sound bath, which has also got a low frequency aspect to it because she has a vibrating bed that you can lie on.
I love sound baths.
Yeah, you'll love this show. And there's a beautiful projection on the roof so you can lie in there and feel the vibrations through your body. And Lucretia's piece is upstairs, and that's small sculptures with mobile phones playing sound inside them, so they're much smaller sounds in her show. And then there's a Linden Community Gallery exhibition of photographs of, I think they call it the locals, which are photographs of people from around St Kilda. So it's quite a lot of different things happening there. But this is the first sound show they've had there for, I think they said at the opening, over 15 years.
Wow.
It's definitely something to go and experience so we know more about it. And this is at the Linden New Art Gallery. So they only show new art, we hear. So
that's
it's all
right.
Got to be fresh out of the box for you to experience. And it's called, what's the name of the show?
So my piece is called Sub-Decorative Sequences. I think each person's got a name for their piece.
Right.
So it doesn't have a collective title.
Yeah.
My title just refers to the idea of the decorative as sometimes thought of as a lesser thing than art. So I'm trying to elevate the decorative aspects of Linden's gallery to art, I guess.
This is on Ackland Street, so just wander on in.
Yeah, it's for the female sounds exhibition.
That's it, yeah.
And is on now at the moment?
Yeah, it just opened, so it'll be open until the end of August. And if you go on the Lyndon New Art website, you'll see the dates of the performances, and they're free. So if you'd like to come along and hear it as well as see it,
wow,
I'll be there to introduce it and explain how it works.
And that's what I was going to ask you, are there some sort of performance pieces where people actually play their art? And is that also on the website if they want to?
Yeah. Okay. Yep. So mine doesn't, yeah, it needs musicians to sound it. So if you have a look on the website, I think there's three between now and closing. So there's lots of opportunities to come and hear it.
Awesome. Great.
That's great.
That's been Kat Hope, who is an artist who has a piece called Sub-Decorative Sequences at the Female Sounds Exhibition at the Lyndon New Art Gallery on Ackland Street in St Kilda. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Kat. You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.